You're listening to the Hear Her podcast, brought to you by Divinely Sensitive. I'm your guidess, Heather Dressel, and I am so honored to be here with you today. Our modern world is loud. It's chaotic. It's designed to keep you living from the neck up, scrolling on your devices, stuck in your head and distracted from the most important things. You, the present moment, and the vast inner wisdom you arrived on this earth with. As an energy doula, I hold space for women to be exactly where they are, to embrace their intuition, their connection to their body, spirit, and nature, and to let go of the energy they don't need to carry. In the solo episodes this season, we're playing and exploring with the energy of release, the energy of letting go and surrendering to create space for new magic and clear divine connections. I'm sharing simple yet potent tools and practices to support you in weaving this energy of release into your daily existence. Because women, we hold so much. Sometimes we don't even know what we're holding or how heavy it is until we begin to loosen our grip and lay it down. What if you had a chance to quiet the chaos, tune in, and let go of what you didn't need to carry? How would that feel? What would that create space for? Join me today. Let's quiet the chaos, tune in, and hear her. She speaks your deepest truth. Welcome, loves, to episode 65 of the Hear Her podcast. I'm Heather Dressel, your spiritual guidess, and it is so lovely to be here with you. Today, I'm flying solo, and I'm sharing another simple yet potent practice to help you let go of unwanted and stagnant energy so that you can create the space needed to hear her, the whispers of your intuition, and connect on a deeper level with your intuitive gifts and connection to spirit. This one is so simple, like so incredibly simple. You already do it all the time, or at least I hope you do, because there's a lot of germs out there. So the next time you are washing your hands, I invite you to set the intention of letting go of unwanted energy. The beautiful, life-giving element of water has big healing energy, big healing properties, and holds the energies of healing, yes, but also cleansing and purification, and this sense of renewal and release and renewal. It also embodies strength, power, and clarity. And actually, in episode 57, I share one of my favorite water release rituals called Sacred Shower, and I will drop that link to the episode in the show notes. If you haven't listened, you can check that one out as well. So you are standing in front of the sink, about to wash your hands, and this is how you can weave in the energy of letting go and releasing what you've been holding on to that isn't serving you, or maybe energy that you've just picked up right before you're standing in front of the sink, like an argument with your partner or child or coworker, or maybe you've read something that has really turned your stomach and you're feeling like you're really holding on to it and you can't let go of it, or you've watched something super disturbing and you're carrying more energy from it than you want to. Before turning on the water, and really this takes seconds for you to do this, I invite you to pause in front of the sink, feel your feet on the ground, and take a deep breath, right? That brings you into the present moment. And then say aloud or in your head, I set the intention to allow the water to cleanse me of the energy I no longer need. Or you could say, I allow this water to wash away all the crap I don't need to carry. or with a grateful heart, I ask the water to support me in letting go of unwanted energy, or whatever feels good for you, right? It has to feel good for you. I always say with ritual that I share, practices that I share, you know, take what resonates, add your own magic, ditch the rest. So play around each time that you wash your hands, explore a little bit, and just allow whatever wants to rise to come up. You may have like a very specific thing that you want support in releasing. So say it out loud, claim it. Beautiful life-giving element of water, please cleanse me of the nasty energy I just picked up from that argument. Or help me wash the crappy energy I just picked up down the drain. Again, whatever feels good for you, there's no wrong way to do this. And remember, right, with releasing energy, yes, it will supercharge the power when you claim specifically what you want to release. And you can simply set the intention to release what's blocking you or not serving you without knowing specifically what it is. Just setting the intention to release begins to unlock the magic. It's a little extra credit if you're interested. And some of you might think this is weird. And it might feel a little weird at first, but give it a try and see how it feels. When I'm releasing something really big or just I get a nudge from spirit sometimes to do this, I put the soap in the palm of my hand and I bring it up to my lips and I whisper prayers of release, intentions of release into the soap, like, please help me wash away the energy I don't need to carry. And then as you wash your hands, you've got a few options. Again, permission to play and explore with it. If you are a visual person, you might want to imagine the energy. You might want to actually see that energy being washed off your hands and going down the drain. You might want to chant or say prayers of release or talk through what you're specifically wanting to let go of. I've shared this chant before, and you know, you can alter it to fit your needs. It was inspired by one of my beloved mentors, Rebecca Campbell. So as you wash your hands, you might say, unbind, unbind, forever unbind the energy I'm holding that is not mine. And I would say that three times. And what I mean by the energy I'm holding that is not mine, you may be, especially if you're a highly sensitive empath, you may be with someone and you're just really absorbing and taking in their energy. It's not yours to hold, though you do absorb it and you do feel it. So this is a great way to let go of it. And as you wash your hands, you might simply feel your feet on the ground and breathe, supercharging your release on the exhale, blowing the air to the water for extra power. And then as you dry your hands, imagine that the towel is wiping off and absorbing whatever residue of that energy is left over that didn't make it down the drain. And this takes seconds. You can weave it in every single time you wash your hands or when you feel nudged to do it. Your call. You can even do this while you're washing dishes. So before we leave today, I am feeling called to the sacred waters. Join me in a beautiful release. Journey time, loves. Find a nice, quiet, comfortable space. You can be laying down or sitting up for this guided journey. Inviting you to just notice where your breath is in this moment. Feeling it coming into your body and feeling it coming out. With each breath, allowing yourself to slow down the air. allowing yourself to deepen each breath a little bit each time you inhale, pushing out more on the exhale each time. Taking a moment to scan your body from the top of your crown to the bottom of your feet. Scanning your body, noticing if you have any tension in any specific areas. And when you do notice the tension, I invite you to pause and to breathe into that space in your body. Breathe in love and healing. Imagine that tension dissipating and leaving on your exhale. And you can do that as many times as you need to, depending on where you may be feeling tension in your body. And in this moment, Spirit's nudging me that you also may want to move your body a little bit. You may want to stretch to help the tension loosen, to release some of that tension. So feel free to move your body, to stretch your body, to roll your neck. And I'm also being guided to remind you that we all receive journey differently. Some of us hear things, some of us see things, some of us know things or feel things. Some of us like to go very deep with our eyes closed the entire time, where other people might want to journey with their eyes open and be writing in a journal. So whatever feels right for you is absolutely beautiful. And as you continue to breathe and stretch, I invite you to bring awareness to your heart space, feeling into that space in your body. And without shame or judgment, just noticing how that space, how your heart space is feeling. Is it feeling light and airy and happy? Or is it feeling heavy with grief and sadness? Maybe it's difficult to feel anything. Just continue to breathe. And I invite you to place your hands over your heart. Breathing and holding your heart space with love, sending it healing. Because yes, you are that powerful and magical. You can send yourself healing and love with your hands. And as you continue to hold your heart, we invite you to imagine roots growing from the bottom of your body, anchoring you into the earth, anchoring you into the unconditional love of the mother, knowing you are safe, knowing you are loved. And as you breathe and hold your heart, I'd like to invite you to imagine in your mind's eye that you are standing at a door, the doorway to your heart. And just notice the door. What does it look like? What do you feel like standing outside of it? And then you notice, start to feel the water beneath you. You are standing in the sacred pool of your heart space. Allow yourself to breathe in that incredibly healing energy of that sacred water. That sacred water that is surrounding the door to your heart. Notice what it feels like, what it looks like. Is it calm? Can you hear the water? Is it an ocean? Is it a quiet, sacred pool? And the invitation is here to lay in the water, to lay yourself down in front of the door to your heart, and lay in the water to allow that water to cleanse you, to purify you, to infuse you with healing and strength and clarity. And as you float in this beautiful sacred water, you notice that the doorway to your heart slowly opens, and the water moves you through the doorway into the most beautiful, magnificent healing space you have ever seen in all of your life. Healing light coming from all directions, feeling that incredible healing from the water, noticing the different channels of water, different types of water around you, how they move, which ones you're drawn to. You may stand up at this point and slowly walk through the water, the waters of your heart space. You may feel more inclined to swim through the waters, the sacred waters of your heart space. And as you move through this water, just notice, is it easy to move through this water? Is it difficult to move through this water? You may become aware of a specific color that you're seeing reflecting on the water or in the water. Through all the different channels of water, you see beautiful arches and bridges. You may notice around you some sort of creatures or animals. And you're drawn to the center of the heart space, the center of the sacred waters. And if you're not laying in the water, I invite you to do so. There is a message here from the sacred waters of your heart space, just for you. Inviting you to breathe and just allow whatever wants to come through for you in this moment to rise. Remembering to breathe. 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 If you need more time to receive this message, I invite you to pause the audio. And if you feel complete, we can move on. You feel something underneath you in the water. And so you stand up. Maybe you can't stand. Maybe the water is of your heart space, the center of your heart space is deep. Take notice of that. Is it shallow? Is it deep? Do you have to tread water? Are you able to float? And what you are feeling underneath you is a creature of the sacred waters, holding love and healing for you. So just take a moment to notice what this creature is, what it looks like, what it feels like, what it sounds like. Invitation from Spirit right now is to play, to just take a few moments to play and explore with this beautiful creature in the sacred waters of your heart. And just allow whatever is rising to rise. And if you'd like to have some more time and space to play and explore, I invite you to pause the audio. And if you feel complete, I invite you to start swimming or floating and just allowing the water to carry you back to the door. Back to the doorway of your heart space. Continuously moving through these healing sacred waters, knowing that the entire time that you have been here, these waters have been helping you to release and let go of any energy that you no longer need to carry, any energy that is not yours. Helping you surrender and trust that whatever is dying within you is being taken, is being cleansed by these waters. Breathe. Breathe. And Spirit is asking, is there something specific while you are here floating towards the doorway of your heart in these sacred waters? Is there something specific that you want to let go of? Is there something specific you want to release in this moment? Spirit is also sharing in this moment that there are things in our life that take time to let go of, that we will release again and again and again, that will have to die over and over and over so that we can live, so that we can fully live. Breathe. As you approach the door to your heart, you notice that it is open. So open and so inviting, and you just float right through. And there's a beautiful boat waiting for you to take you back to the realm where you began this journey. Taking a moment to notice that boat, maybe what it looks like or feels like. If there's anything or anyone on the boat. Noticing how you get into the boat. Allowing this boat to carry you through these sacred waters back to the room. Back to the space where you began this journey. And before the journey ends, you notice a book that's in the boat. Maybe it's a book of spells, maybe it's a new journal. Maybe it's filled with beautiful messages from your heart space. Remember, 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 Spirit is saying. And the book is your gift. So you take that with you. And you may want to place it in your heart space, knowing that it's there for you anytime you need it. And little by little, everything around you begins to dissipate. Till you're just standing with no boat in one little puddle that's left of the sacred water, inviting you to kiss your hand and touch the water and watch it evaporate, and slowly allowing yourself to feel your body, maybe wiggle your fingers and toes, bringing you back to the place where you began this journey. And when you feel complete, you can open your eyes. Okay, my love. Until next time. Blessings. So much gratitude for your presence here today, dear one. I know your time is precious, and I am truly honored that you chose to spend it with me. If you want to take a deeper dive into your healing journey, click the Ways to Work with Me link in the show notes below. I would love to hear about your experience today and hold space for whatever came up. Email me, divinelysensitive@gmail.com, or follow me on Instagram @divinelysensitive and send me a DM. My dearest listeners, if you're enjoying the Hear Her podcast, I invite you to take a moment to write a review, click those stars, and give us a rating. Share your favorite episode and subscribe so you don't miss any of the magic. Until next time, wrapping you in a warm, healing hug. Blessings.